Investment.
Hello there. My name is Christian, and I'm calling you on behalf of FIU, Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threat and damage reduction, as well as how the current economy situation has affected you and your household. Let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment, a condominium, or a mobile home?
Single-family.
Single family, okay. Thank you so much for your answer. We always appreciate your help. Let's get started here. So we have a single family, okay. Do you own or rent your home?
I own it.
Okay, thank you so much. And please tell me, in what year was your home built?
Well, I've had it been here for about 26 years, so it's 96 or something.
1996?
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you so much for your answer. How many years have you been a permanent resident of the state of Florida?
Let me think, since the early 90s.
So it'll be like, let's see, 25 years?
Yes.
25 years, okay. Thank you so much. Next, have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm?
Yes.
Okay. A Category 1 hurricane?
Yes.
A Category 2 hurricane?
I'm not sure, but we've had two or three since we've been here.
Okay. Thank you. And can you tell me the name of the hurricane, or what year was it? Either the name or the year, whichever you remember most.
Mm-hmm. I honestly can't remember. I've been here for 25 years, so whatever was in there.
Like around what year did the hurricane...
I don't remember, honestly.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, let's move on. Tropical storm. Category 1.
Ian was one of them. That was the most recent, I think. And like whatever was here, I've been in the house for over 25 years, so... whatever hurricanes occurred during that period.
Yeah. You would you say it was in the early 2000s, maybe?
Yeah, I've been here since 96 okay. Or something.
Okay, let's move on. Next question. Have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane? Yes or no?
Yeah, we've had minor damage, nothing serious.
Okay, all right. What was the estimated damage in dollars? Do you remember how much was the estimated damage?
It was around 5,000.
75,000, okay. 75,000.
5,000.
Oh, 5,000, okay. Yeah. Thank you. Next. Can you tell me what were the primary causes of the damage in your home? Was it the debris in the wind breaking your windows, damaging your roof, ocean surge, flooding, trees falling on your home, or something else?
It was high winds. High winds. You know, and the storm.
Okay. Thank you. Next. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane, related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Well, it's hard to see because it depends on the strength of the storm.
Yes,
you know, my house, like, we had to have the roof replaced, but, and then another storm we had some minor things done to the roof and whatever.
Okay. So would you say that you feel somewhat vulnerable then? You don't seem to feel that you're extremely vulnerable, right?
No, I'm hoping it all depends on the strength of the storm, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like about the last storm we just had in, like, Soffit we'll have to replace.
Okay. So next question. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? And we have several categories here. Put up hurricane shutters, board up the home. The next one, buy supplies and equipment. The next one, evacuate. Next one, call the insurance company. Next one, drive to the home. drive to a home of a relative or a friend's house. Or you would not make any preparations.
Like, we've never left the house before, but we've had to have, like, repair stuff all around, but things like that.
Okay.
I didn't have to replace the roof one time.
Okay. So you would just stay at home, right? You wouldn't leave?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
All right, thank you. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not at all certain?
I'm certain that we'd do what we could.
Very certain or somewhat?
Very certain.
Okay, thank you. And please select your top three sources of information. Do you get your information or news from the radio, TV, newspapers, friends and family, social media, or the internet?
I would get it from the TV.
Okay, only from the TV? You don't get it from the radio or the internet or friends?
I don't go on the internet for news, and if I've got the TV on, I don't need it from friends.
Okay. All right, next one. On a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared and 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness? Would you give it a 1, a 2, a 3, or 4, or a 5?
A 3.
A 3, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, a 3. Thank you. And have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? Loss of income or employment? Cost of food or other essentials? Transportation costs? Cost of insurance? Cost of childcare? Property taxes? Cost of housing?
None of them, really. I wouldn't do anything different than what I have.
Okay. So none of the above.
Yes.
Give me a second here. Okay, let's move on. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone? Yes or no? Okay. Neither flood or evacuation. Okay. When would you evacuate? If you had to evacuate, ma'am, would you evacuate within 24 hours, within 36 hours, or within 48 hours?
Well, it would depend on the information I had, probably. If it was really serious, I would evacuate when they told me.
Okay, but what would you prefer to do it within 48 hours, 36, or 24?
24.
Okay, thank you. And if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family member, another location within the state, or as far as possible to another state?
Another location in the state, if it was outside of my area.
Okay, thank you. And how many vehicles are available in the household? Just one? Okay, thank you. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy? Do you know that?
I think it's $5,000.
$5,000? Okay, thank you so much. Next. How confident are you that you could come up with $5,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? Are you certain you would come up with it? You could probably come up with it, or you could probably not come up with it.
Yes, I'll come up with it.
Okay, thank you. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last year? Has it changed or has it stayed the same?
Not at all.
Okay, the same.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. And in recent years, there has been, this is a little bit of data, okay? In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. Next, if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? The federal government, the state government, or the local government?
The state government.
Okay, thank you. On a scale from 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have in that local building codes are being enforced? Are you confident? Do you have confidence they are, or you have no confidence that they are being enforced?
I have confidence in them.
Would you give it a very high or maybe a 4?
Well, they come around all the time, so I would say they do what they need to.
Okay, thank you. And what about the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk? Do you have confidence that the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risks? Yes or no?
What kind of risk?
Hurricane risk. That local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk. So do you think that when they're planning to, you know, to build roads and structures, do you think they're taking into account the hurricane risks?
Not as much as they could, no.
No? Okay. Thank you. Are you confident or not confident that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk? This is now we're talking about hurricane wind risk. I guess it's no because you also said no to the other one. All right, so...
Yeah.
Are you confident or not confident that a new development takes into account flood risks?
I would hope so. I don't know what new development does because I'm not interested in it.
Okay. And what about the last one? That building codes are as strict as they should be.
They've certainly got better over the last 20 years.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise, okay? Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? Yes or no?
Yes.
Do you believe it's happening, do you believe that you will be affected or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increasing income taxes, increasing property taxes, or increasing both?
Probably property taxes.
Okay, thank you. Most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, or 33 feet, above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, or slightly concerned?
Slightly concerned. I don't live close by the sea.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. And when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important to you? The neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rates, flood zones, proximity to other family members, or proximity to a job?
Well, I'm retired, so just basically a neighborhood I was familiar with.
But when you buy your home, weren't you working?
No, I've been retired for about 10 years, and that's when I bought my home.
Okay. So what was the main characteristic? You like the neighborhood, maybe? The neighborhood you like?
Yes, I had friends who lived here.
Okay, so you have, for the community, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, could you tell me, out of curiosity, last night I had 3 calls asking me the same as you're asking me, and tonight you're the 3rd one. Is something going on or whatever? I was just curious that all of a sudden I'm getting all those phone calls.
Well, it's survey season, you know, because of, because of the elections coming up this year, at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. So, all kinds of surveys are being, done, starting, this month. So. Yes. Okay. Next question. How long do you plan on living in your current address?
Probably till I pass away.
Okay, thank you so much. And finally, I just have a few general background questions, and we will be finished, okay? What is your age group? Between 35 and 54, between 55 and 64, or 65 or older?
65 or older.
Okay. And including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Permanently, only one.
Okay. And so only you, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And what is your marital status? Are you a widow, divorced, separated?
I'm widowed.
Okay. And what is the highest grade of school you completed?
1 year of college.
Some college, okay. And are you of Hispanic Latino descent? Yes or no?
Am I what?
Are you of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay. And what racial group do you identify yourself with?
Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. And what language is mostly spoken in your home? That would be English, I'm sure. Or do you have another language? Yes. Okay. And please tell me which is the income range for your household? Under 20 grand, between 20 and 30, between 30 and 50, between 50 and 75, or 75
between
and up to?
30 and 25, 30 and 50.
Okay, thank you. These were all the questions I had, ma'am. Thank you very much for your participation. Have yourself a great night, okay?
Thank you.
Good night. Bye-bye.